Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. On this program, we'll listen to the music of two Swedish composers, the 19th century Elfrida André and the 20th century Rachel Galeen. Elfrida André, whose dates are 1841 to 1929, was born in Visby, Sweden, and grew up in a well-to-do doctor's family. There were two daughters in the family, and Elfrida's older sister, Fredrika, was sent to Leipzig at the age of 14 in the hope that she would become an eminent composer. A forward-looking ambition on the part of her parents, it seems to me. Fredrika, instead, became one of Sweden's foremost opera singers and a famous interpreter of Wagner. When Elfrida was 14, she was sent to Stockholm to be educated, and she became an organist. But first, she had to become politically involved in women's rights so that she could apply pressure to have the law changed to permit women to practice as professional organists. Later, she also entered another profession which had been reserved for men and became a telegraph operator. At the age of just 20, Elfrida André was a well-known figure in the Nordic countries for her choice of profession and her political engagement alike. In 1867, the position of cathedral organist in Gothenburg became vacant, and after the audition she was appointed, despite competition from seven men. This made her the only female cathedral organist in Europe. The next one in Sweden was appointed 120 years later. She was also one of Sweden's most talented harpists. Elfrida turned Gothenburg into a concert city with her Concerts of the People, where ordinary folk as well as the rich could come and listen to good music. She never married. She remained in Gothenburg, the second largest town in Sweden, and a city known for its radical liberal politics, until her death in 1929. Elfrida André's composition studies were quite brief. She studied with Ludwig Norman at the Music Academy in Stockholm and studied orchestration intensively in the summer of 1870 with Danish composer Niels Gade. But she had started to write for orchestra even before any of these studies. She wrote about 100 works in every genre: chamber music, piano pieces, songs, organ music, and opera, and several large-scale works for choir, soloists, and orchestra. Her favorite medium to write for was the orchestra. After a fiasco of a performance of her first symphony, in which the copyist had made so many mistakes in the parts that Elfrida André is reputed to have laid ill, feverish with shock, for some days, I know the feeling, she began hiring the Gothenburg Orchestra to play through her latest compositions. She also frequently got the regimental musicians of the Goethe Artillery Regiment to play through her music. They were based a stone's throw from the cathedral where she was organist. Her symphony in A minor, which we are about to listen to, is her second symphony for orchestra. It was written during the summer months in the 1870s. In August 1879, she marked fine in the score, but it was not until 1893 that she could hear her symphony performed. And then, as a woman, the composer was not permitted to mount the podium to receive the acclaim of the audience. The public's wish to have the last movement encored, as well as its enthusiastic applause, was quashed by the conductor. The following year, however, she did receive some degree of compensation when the symphony won second prize at a composition competition in Brussels. At the end of an earlier piece, André had written at the end of the score, "Mendelssohn lives on." The same remark can serve as a motto for the second symphony, which is composed in the four-movement form of the Romantic Symphony. Let's listen to it now in a recording by the Stockholm Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gustav Sjöqvist.